Yeah. Chulin Chavkimum Beis, Bayreb Zera. Ha'oma Harei Alai Lach Metoda, Min HaChametz O Min HaMatzah.
Okay, Rashi.
Rashi. Min HaChametz O Min HaMatzah, Yud Chalos Me'ezim Min She'eratza. Should I do Toda right above? Toda to Una Mem Chalos Shloshim Shalmata V'Yud Shel Chametz.
Oh, what are you reading?
Just the Rashi right above that.
Introductory Rashi.
Toda to Una Mem Chalos Shloshim Shalmata V'Yud Shel Chametz. Min HaChametz Omer Matzah. So he says Yud Chalos Me'ezim Min She'eratza. So the guy makes a neder. He's going to bring Lachmei Toda, 10 loaves. From any min that he wants. Oh, come on, boy.
One second. So, what is he saying? What exactly is he saying? He's saying that want that I'm a nadev ten chalos.
From the lachem.
I'm not sure now whether I want it to be matzah or chametz.
Or chametz, right.
So, I don't know if it's the 10 from the matzah or if it's from the 30.
Or it could mix, no?
I don't know. He seems to be saying he's going to decide on the 10. So I'll decide whether it's going to be from the 30, 10 out of 30, so the guy has to bring another 20 and another 10 of matzah, or he's going to supply the matzah and the other guy will bring the 30 chametz.
30 matzah.
30 matzah. I'm sorry, 30 matzah. That's right, right, right. 30 matzah, 10 chametz. Okay.
So the heavy seer, mahu, seer Rashi. Shiyatza mechlal matzah uchlal chametz loba. So it's not included in matzah.
Shiyatza mechlal matzah uchlal chametz loba, okay.
So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda pligi be'il overin. Rabbi Meir havi sira b'hachsafas ponim. V'afilu ein sham sedek. V'im nistak afilu kekarni chagavim mikri siduk v'chayiv karis. Visir b'achsaf us panim amrina b'reish elovrim. The Rebbe Meir chayev malchus. Rebbe Yehuda islay trei kulei. Chada de'achsif upana v'afilu seir lo mikri u'kikarni chagavim hu. The mikri seir v'ol kul acharisi de'baha de'kari le Rebbe Yehuda seir lo mechayev le malchus.
That's interesting. See, so until here, he doesn't really explain the machlokes. It's interesting, right? So it's not commensurate. Because according to Rabbi Meir, his seer
is achsavas panim.
Is achsavas panim?
He's
chayav. It's chametz nafshe. It's balav. And if it's karnei chagavim, then he holds it's what?
Chametz gomer.
It's chametz gomer, and he's chayav karas. And Rabbi Yehuda maintains that what that Rabbi Meir's seer is nothing. It's matzah.
Right.
But if it has karnei chagavim, that's seor. And there it holds, you're not chayav altogether. You're not chayav.
But it's still...
V'oku achriti debaha dekar le'rabita seor lo machayav le'malkus.
But you'd be usher, no?
What?
Be usher.
You have to destroy it.
Yes.
You have to burn it.
Yeah, I think Tanya says, why is it usher? Why do I have to burn it? He says, "No perig eleven times see you sorry if you know something come first just to see the mirror of you, mashma das bachila." Yeshlama, then the rabbanu ba'alma also.
Then the sorry listen, no
thinking. Then the sure no with the cowboy, shma mino adavi matzah ma'isa.
Right.
So well, that's a seer that Rabbi Meir according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
That's not Rabbi Yehuda's own seer.
That's what seer.
That's Rabbi Meir's seer according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a
seer. You're right.
Yeah, but that's exactly
what he's saying. No, I'm saying, no, see the Rabbi Yehuda Matzah Ma'al Yisrael. The Gemara is saying, see the Rabbi Yehuda Matzah Ma'al Yisrael.
That's not what we're talking about.
In time, I better tell you, see Yisrael, if you know something, I'll go on the far, just mind, see the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, oh yes, I see the Rabbi Yehuda, he holds us Bachila. I mean, it is, because it says Yisrael, why does Rabbi Yehuda say Yisrael, if I see the Rabbi
Yehuda?
Right?
But that's not this.
We're talking about the seer of Rebbe Yehuda.
Right.
That's definitely what.
Chare.
Sorry.
But just that.
It's
Yisrael.
It's
either
because
it's
definitely us
Right.
okay, so what's the machlokes? So what's the machlokes? I mean, here's where you, it's funny, you have to wait for Chulin to get to the first insight into,
that's almost like a different Rashi, no? I'm not even sure.
Well, our Rashi and Pesachim only goes according to Rav Meir, if you look carefully. Correct? He avoids this. He avoids the whole thing, but it doesn't tell you to look at Chulin if you want to know the machlokes.
I know, it's interesting, you have a...
Okay. Sir Demar. Isir der Meir Rabbi Yehuda Matzamali Sahi. Right? Sir Demar. Isir der Meir Dehuda of Rabbi Yehuda Klomar. Become a boil on a libid der Rabbi Yehuda. Enoughic Baha'i Sir Elo. Havada Rabbi Yehuda Matzamal Yehu. Enoughic Mishamata. Right?
Why?
Because it's Hechsifu Panim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Seer is only Karnech Lagavim.
Hello, the Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda? Is that what we have to
do? No, no, no. We're Seer during Meir. I'm just did the
right before the Lord morning.
Go ahead.
Seer Deman, E Seer during Meir, Hechsifu Panav. Rabbi Yehuda, Klomar, Vekami Bailo, and Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Enoughic Bahai Seer, Elo. Havadai Rabbi Yehuda Matzah Me'al Yehu V'nafik Mishu Matzah.
Right, I mean if it's Seer der Meir.
Right.
So it can't be.
Right. Okay. So E der Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir Chamitzu. Right.
Yes, it's Chamitz Gomer.
Right. Rashi Iser der Rabbi Yehuda Dekarni Chagavim. When we buy lach aliba the Rabbi Meir, havada the Rabbi Meir yatsi de nedro, v'nafik mishum chametz.
If it's siduk, if it's siyar of Rabbi Yehuda,
right. E Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi the Rabbi Meir the Rabbi Meir midilaki ale chametzu. And if it's the siyar of Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, that's chametz.
I've got the Karslan Machayev. Chametz, right?
Right. Oh, I've got the Karslan Machayev, Mishim Delav Chametz Haroi Lachiluhu, Mihu Chametz Nuksha, Mikri. Nidika Machayev Ale Malkus, Ulin Neder, Yatsi De Nidro, Shari Hevi Chametz.
Ulin Neder, Yatsi De Nidro, Shari Hevi Chametz. Okay, good.
Right.
That's
the discussion. Right. Ella der Rabbi Yehuda my. Sveika havia o dilma ber Rashi.
Ella
der Rabbi Yehuda. De karni chagavim. Omi baila na liba der Rabbi Yehuda. De amar besir di de yisarif. Alma yeshbo tzar chametz. Vika amar ha ochlo pater. Alma lav vadei chametzu v'havi hasra safik.
Okay.
So the question is: do you just say it's a safik, or is it a beria?
Right.
So the Gemara says v'alma rav huna ha'omer rai lach me toda mevi toda v'lachma.
That's a different question.
Okay.
So the alma beria v'lo nafik.
Right.
So how do we explain Rabbi Yehuda? That's a little problematic, right? Because but we go to the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, "My time is Rabbi Meir." Because Ein Lecha Sedek L'Mayla Shein Bo Kamocha Sedek L'Mata. So he holds therefore that want that since it's stuck him all the way through, so it's chametz. Rabbi Meir maintains, correct? So now, what does Rabbi Yehuda maintain? The Gemara wants to know. Does he maintain it's a suffix, or he maintains it's a new barrier? We have to explain this, no? It's an intermediate state. The intermediate state is a new, has a din of a new entity. But it doesn't have a din of a suffix.
So why is it Asar?
Is it Asar? Good question. And if it's a suffix, I see why it's Asar.
Right. This is Mishum Sabe.
That's why I'm asking you if it's a new entity.
It is a new entity. I mean, according to that side.
Right. So it's Morris question.
What?
So why, yeah, how does it...
No, there's Barry.
Barry from two Shemos. So therefore, what do you have to do? So you have to do the chumras of both. Mm-hmm. But you won't be yotzi de matzah or yide chometz because it's not, it's neither.
Right.
But since it's a new barrier that's from chometz to matzah, so you have to be knowing the chumras of both. Right. Like the koi. That side I understand. What's the other side of suffix? Holds that it doesn't have to be chametz nikeres. That's her mare. So that's why all the luchah sedek lamayla she and bahar based up in lamata doesn't have to be chametz nikeres. But if you maintain it has to be chametz nikeres. So the question is chametz she ain't a nikeres. Does it have an intrinsic din of suffix? Like Banish Mushes. It's the same thing like Banish Mushes, it seems. That it's an intrinsic suffix. Chamech Chain and Icarus. Or is Chamech Chain and Icarus a new barrier? Right? That's the way it seems to learn.
What do you mean Chamech and Icarus?
It has to be Nicker that it's Chamech. So it's not Nicker because you really need Harvey Stokken. And the only thing you see on the top is the Karnech HaGovim. Mitzadzeh, but they're not really Murav and Zebazeh. Mm-hmm. So Meir maintains that even though you can't see them, the Harbe Stark and Murav, but it's still Chometz. And Avida maintains that's been Ikeris. So the question is, if it's Ainim Ikeris, what's the halacha? Is the halacha, it's like an intrinsic suffix? Like Banish Mushes.
Then it'll definitely be Yotzei one.
Then it'll definitely be Yotzei one, but you don't know which one.
Right.
What do I say that what? Right. That's like a kui. So then it doesn't have the pure shame of matzah, the pure shame of chametz. It's a nirvuvia. It's a new phenomenon. You have chametz. You have matzah.
Two shemos, right?
Yeah, you have matzah. You have a berry, and then you have chametz.
That has both shemos in that intermediary stage?
It's a kui.
It's a
new chefza that's derived from the mixture of the two.
And Rashi says, Shiyatza machal matzah l'chal chametz lo ba.
Right. Shiyatza machal matzah l'chal chametz. So it's an intermediary. Yeah. So the intermediary between chametz and matzah is a new phenomenon.
Right.
But you'll have to be knowing chumra on it. Because the intermediary, even though it doesn't have a shame, if ne'atzma, I mean, it does have it's a new barrier with regard to the process of chimutz. It's a new barrier. It doesn't have the shame chametz. Doesn't have shame matzah. It's a new entity. But it's also because the new barrier is an ervuvia from the two. So it's like a kui. You left me no chamash now. Kui, what do you do with a kui?
You have to
have the Bekui Goros. So what is the more saying? So if it's a new entity, you're not ready to call it Chomish Roshan. So then we're going to have to be catching it, right? Where's the more taking it? Where else take it over? That was the big shadow of the buffalo.
Right. They were saying that might be a koi?
Yeah.
A mix between what and what?
A mix between a chai and a behemoth, buffalo.
Really? Why?
Yeah. It's a koi. It's neither chai nor behemoth. It's not really wild. It's more like a bull.
Right.
But it's not really domesticated.
Right.
A koi. Yesh bo drachim shavim behemoth, yesh bo drachim shavim chaya. Yesh bo drachim shavim chaya vila behemoth. Ketza. Chelbo aser kechel behema v'damo chayav chasas kedam chaya drachim shavim behema l'ula chaya shedamo v'gido asurin kebehema v'chaya kebehema v'chaya right v'chaya b'zro l'chayayim v'akeva like a behema or lozapota v'misa chaya Ezram Paskin?
Ramam. Bema.
Have both funerals.
Well,
both it's a suffer.
It's a suffer, I just couldn't determine.
You bear with the answer means it's not Goliath.
Right.
It's not a lot of statement, it's like a biological statement.
That's right, it's a different species.
Yeah, what does he say? It's a mid-fasmon?
Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is the middle of the daf?
Koyber mid-fasmon.
Yes.
Or Rabbi Yehuda, it's really from Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Yeah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Koyber mid-fasmon. Lo hichriu b'chomim.
Lo hichriu b'chomim in min atzma? Koyber mid-fasmon. Lo hichriu b'chomim.
It's a Rashi.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not a halachic statement. It means that practically
it's biological.
Right.
And what's the halachic? But then the halachic would be that it's definitely not chayav and kisya dam.
Right.
It's a suffix.
Why?
Nobody says it's a...
It's a new thing.
It's a new thing.
Even maybe it's a chaya.
You don't know what its status is. Because you don't know. It's not...
It's not that it's a... It's
oh,
not
it's a new thing that you don't know what its status
right.
is?
Right.
You don't know how to classify it.
Oh, so it's not a halachic machlokes.
Right.
But
no,
right.
It's not how to classify.
I mean, it's not a. There's no such thing as a
cross
real kud.
Right.
Just a separate men. They just happen to not know. It's the one thing they didn't know how to classify.
The mistaver is by us that if it's a berry b'fnei atzma, so it shouldn't be.
Right. It should be anything. It's not chametz tamas.
Means so why can't you eat it?
Right.
Why is it a sorf? That's the question.
Right.
But it has properties of both. This is like.
So why is it not suffix?
So it's an intermediary and it's a new chalashim. So
like the Evitch and Mashtaka,
right?
It's Yes Mechlal.
Right.
Others would say Chalashol Lebar, right?
Right. That's right. But the question is why should it be Yos Bachila? That's your question.
Right.
And he holds definitely Yisarif.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He holds definitely Yisarif. Unless he himself is Mesopic. Unless he beat himself as Mesopic.
Well, if he's Mesopic, so then
but then
you shouldn't be Otsayer. You should definitely be Otsayer Chiyav. Right, that's the thing we're saying is you're not
Yotzei Chiyav. Yeah, you're not Yotzei Chiyav because you're not Yotzei Chiyav. We're not saying you're Mesopic.
Doesn't have a shame of either one. Definitely doesn't have a shame of either one.
So then why is Arif? That's the question.
Third shame partakes of so hybrid of both.
And he can't bring it right from Kui because even the one holds him in the Atzma, he holds it really we just don't know what it is. But it's not Bomin Tarumi Tarum, it's also the argument. So why don't I say it's Mutabachila if that's the case?
I thought you were saying
that's only if it's a suffix.
But let's say you're saying it's a barrier. So you're saying that according to the way we classify things as either chametz or matzah, there's just no way for us to put this in either category. So like in a certain sense, like you could say it's a suffix, but it's inherently a suffix. It's different than saying just that we don't know.
Quantitative process. That he definitely holds.
Right.
But the question is the quantitative process like bein hashmashos an intrinsic suffix? Or is it a separate chalashem? It's lo yom v'lo laila.
Then you still would say, then it should be mutter for an achil, right?
Then you're going to have a gash. Why is it not mutter for achil?
What?
Banish mashas we hold suffix.
Right, I'm saying, can't you say suffix for two different reasons? You could say suffix because we just don't know which way to put it, or you could say suffix because fundamentally it is a suffix, and according to our qualifications, there's just no way of us classifying
it that way. So something in between buried.
So I'm saying maybe it's somewhere over here that you could say it's a suffix just that we just don't know how to classify it. You could say that it's fundamentally a suffix because according to our parameters, there's no way for us to put it in.
That's the same thing. We don't know what it is.
No,
either way, we don't know what the
same thing. I'm saying one or the other, we're just not sure. The other one is saying it partakes of both, so therefore there's no way to classify it. It can't be one or the other.
Right.
It partakes of both, but it can't be... You can't say you can't classify it as anything because you can't classify it as one because it has properties of the other. Something is saying it's
there's
one.
There's one that's saying you're lacking knowledge. You just don't know which way to put it. And then there's another approach to say that just fundamentally, it's an in-between stage. It has properties of both of them, so it would just be arbitrary to really put it in either category, because it could just as easily be chametz as opposed to matzah.
So berry means like banish mushes.
Right.
It has a din yom and it has a din laila.
Right.
It's intrinsic.
Right.
That's good. And the other way is we are mesupik.
Right. I mean, he really agrees it's really a discrete process.
Need chametz nicker.
Well, you don't have to say that.
You have to say that anymore.
Right.
But he holds since it's not nicker, it's a suffix. Well, since it's not nicker, it's an intrinsic suffix. Because need chametz nicker. Since it's not nicker, so it's an intrinsic suffix.
Okay, and the other side is saying that?
The other side is saying we simply don't know.
You don't know what point that's.
Does he agree that it's really discrete, it's not continuous? Quite that side. He's agreed.
Both sides are continuous.
Both sides are continuous.
Right, I just don't know what point in the
what
continuum
point?
It's defined as.
What's the question? Is this.
So
is Kanye Chagavan considered nicker or not? That's the suffix?
No, it's definitely not nicker.
So, but doesn't he hold that chametz needs to be nicker?
Nicker, so then it's going to be an intrinsic suffix.
If it intrinsically has to be nicker, then in the middle it's intrinsic suffix.
That's
the nicker is
that's
just because
that's good,
what
right?
We know for sure.
Well, why does Rashi then say Seir Shiyatsim Mechol Matzo Fal Chametz Lo Ba?
That's good.
No, because according to if you're telling me it's intrinsic suffix, it did enter.
It's not
Chametz Lo Ba.
It means Matzo.
What's the suffix?
There's a standard. There's a standard.
Not nicker.
How do you say it's Chametz Lo Ba? Chametz Lo Ba.
Saying that he holds
that
chametz needs to be nicker.
But the question is, why doesn't it need to be nicker? Is it
intrinsic?
It has to be nicker.
It has a transition. Even though it's continuous, is it transition at one point, or is it transition for a period of where it's partakes of both? That's right.
Right.
We know the point also he's holding.
Right.
But he doesn't hold the
so that's the question. Is it discrete processes, like our mayor? That's what we had last time, right? That's very good. Or is it a continuum? If it's a continuum, so there's two possibilities. Either in the continuum process, it's like banish mushers. It's like banish mushos, and it's an intrinsic suffix.
Right.
Both shamos, or is it a suffix for the roa?
Right. It's a changeover at some point, but you don't know that.
That's right. Isn't there a Rabbi Yossi should
good.
Banish
mushos? That's good. It's good. What's more, you don't like it. You don't like it.
Yeah, right.
Recognize the process in stages.
Right.
Or it breaks it up into stages, or the halacha recognizes it as a continuum. And if it is a continuum, so then you have a suffix. Then you have a suffix if it's a intrinsic suffix, or it's a suffix for the roa. Okay, good. Let's leave it this way. It's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's more to say? Well, we're with the Rashi.
And
the form of a kama boil on a libra de Rebbe Yehuda.
We are talking about Puna.
Alright, do you want to get into that? Puna stuff?
Alright. Talking about Puna, Ha'omar Ha're'elai Lachme Toda, maybe Toda V'Lachma.
Because he's Machayim Zohar Nerif.
Right. V'Kivni Chayim Leib Toda V'Lachma, Ha'ol Yodo Ha'igavra, Ichame Tzuda Leisi Matzah, Yimatzah, Tzuda Leisi Chametz.
So I can be answered.
Right. So lo tricha dama harei alai chal lifter tadasa shalponi. So chalo yada haigavri chametu deleisi matzah imatzahu deleisi chametz. Lo tricha de lo amar lifter de lo amar lifter mipak gavri yedei nidro nafik o lo nafik taker.
So it's a question we got by him.
What's the case? What did he do?
Was he yotzei his nidro? The guy himself is going to be stuck. He's going to have to bring.
Right, he's not. His netter doesn't include the kiyum hamitzvah of the carbon.
Right.
Okay. At first, it does. Right.
It says
lift. All right. So it's. So then he's going to know.
Right.
So he's going to have to know what the kiyum is.
That's right. But now he's saying the maskana that one. He's saying maskana. The Navy Toda doesn't know, so he's going to have to bring him over 40. But he himself was a Yotzi de Nidro. So the question is, so what does he have to deliver? He's called and he's a Fatoda. What do we say? He's probably a Fatoda.
So if it's a suffix, then it's good.
Right, because either way.
Could have been used. But if it's in the house, then you couldn't use it for either one.
Right. Avid Rebbe Meir Lemeir Tosos Avid Rebbe Meir Lemeir Midalaki Ale Chametu Vim Tomar Vidilma Shiny La Inyan Pesach De Rav Yekra Beperek Eil Over
Mitzvah
Kol Vich Right. So it may be it's only because of the Revoir.
Right. Okay, so what are you saying? That's our kasher.
Right?
That the what does it have to do with Pesach? Pesach is an issus, so the Torah is marba, even the nukshu. But over here, you can't be ma'abe nukshe for the kiyum mitzvasa. The kiyum mitzvasa says matzah. Right?
Kiyum
mitzvasa says chametz? Chametz, right. Kiyum mitzvasa says chametz. So you're going to say that what that this yotze with this? No, this is a separate lochem Pesach and Yisuri regal.
He's saying even by Pesach, you're
not going to have karis. Even by Pesach, you only have Malkus, and it's a ribui because it's marbe the shame that's attached to the sashri to the regal, like we said.
Right.
But over here you can't use it because attached to the sashri. Well,
right.
You need real chametz. Okay.
Why is
that adding? Take it step by step. The don't shine on pesach because you have a pasuk. That's number one. So therefore you can't marbe over here because this is different. In other words, Lachmei told the Chomets, you don't have any ribui. They're two separate things. But Pesach have ribui. So maybe you say you learn from Pesach.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, that's all Lachmei Pesach.
That's all Lachmei Pesach. Okay? Go ahead. First he sets up the system. Two separate systems. So you have ribui about Pesach and ribui here. But Elamai, you'll see a learner from there. But that's a different phenomenon with it. It's not the sasha to the regal. So that's why it's marbi even chamash in the garm. But over here, you can't say that over here you definitely wouldn't learn out from that. You learn out the it's a positive chefta shel chalos chametz, and that it's not. It's a positive mitzvah. Okay, so what do you say?
Miu matzian lefarish da hachikam de pshita de lo yatsa mishum matzah de lo inin matzah yofinim tovni pesach. Right.
So why? Also, it's not just the matzah. Because why? Because the Reb Meir, it's chametz,
right?
Definitely not matzah.
Right. Definitely not matzah. You see, I have no abaya.
Right.
The le'inyan matzah, yofim tov mechametz. That makes sense. Tov mepesach. Why? Because that's definitely matzah is definitely an entity. Shel mitzvah. So that definitely you could say whatever has a chal Hashem matzah shel mitzvah with regard to Pesach has a chal Hashem matzah shel mitzvah with regard to Todah. Because it's a positive kiyum in the cheftza.
Right.
But in Yisurim, you can't go from Issa to positive cheftza. You need a positive cheftza of a real good cake. That has to be chametz. But Pesach is a different phenomenon. It's an Issa type of sasri, so you can marble, but you can't learn it from there. That's not shechus.
Okay. Is he saying that you can learn since it's nuksha by Pesach, it can't be matzah by Todah?
It's nuksha by Pesach,
right.
It can't be matzah by Todah.
Right.
But it might not be chametz by Todah.
Right. That's right. Right.
But how could be yosei matzah?
It's not that smooth in the Gemara.
In other words, what's the suffix going to be? If he's yosei matzah or if he's yosei.
He's definitely hitting. He's definitely not.
But according to it's chametz.
Right. So Gemara is saying, look, it's definitely not matzah, but it might be chametz. as the Tosfos is saying?
No.
According to Meir, Nukshe by Toda, right? So you can say it's definitely not Masa, because by Pesach it's Chametz. But look, maybe it's Masa.
That would mean he has a Beria, doesn't it? Right. Wouldn't that mean he has a Beria?
There's no Sheikhs to Chametz and.
It means he's not Chametz Gomor. Yeah. Before Chametz and you have a Bichar Chares, but you see the fact that it's not, so apparently it's not a Chametz.
What's that?
It's not
there, so it's not, so it's not real chametz. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's not real chametz. That's right. It's something else which the Torah is marba because of the Isser chametz and the Tati decides it's the regular, but it wouldn't be chametz over here. Over here, we learn that from real chametz, if anything, from Pesach.
Mm, but you know it's not matzah, though. You see it'd be matzah,
but you know it's not. That's what his answer is.
You definitely know it's not matzah.
You definitely know what, according to Rameh, that it's not matzah. So what's his suffix, whether it's chametz or whether it's matzah? One side you can resolve.
It's not matzah.
It's definitely not matzah.
Which is also definitely not chametz.
And it's also definitely not chametz.
Because you don't learn.
So the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. It's not chametz because you can't learn that from there. And it's and definitely it's not matzah. So what's the show? That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the show? What's the bite?
So Tosfos
is not chametz.
It's not matzah
for sure.
And chametz, it's only because that's only because of the ribuy.
Only because of the ribuy, but over here wouldn't work.
Right, exactly.
So one word for chametz, one word for matzah.
So it's nothing. So it's nothing.
How's that? That's what the lashon. Gemara says, "May the lucky do me a merit. May the lucky allow chametz."
You mean the lashon?
Yeah, I mean whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Chametz is not matzah.
Yeah, I guess that's all
that. Chametz too, and not matzah.
Not matzah. That's right. That's right, exactly.
It's not matzah.
What? It's not. Matzah, it's not, because you get malchus for it. So right. It can't be matzah.
But this is according to his habit.
He says you can't resolve it. So you can't say there's no abaya because you resolved it. There's no abaya because there's neither. Now, there's two reasons why there's no abaya. One is because I resolve it. And one is because
there's no kasha.
There's no question here.
Right.
So first I just thought, because you resolve it, you say it's chametz. So that Taish says, how do you know that?
Right.
Okay. So Taish says, but the Gemara could be saying that it's no abaya because right. It's neither chametz, because you can't learn chametz from there, and it's neither matzah because it's chametz.
Right, but still a question why the Gemara is bringing it up over here as a raya to Menachos.
Saying it's maybe nothing. Anymore. There's sure nothing. There's no problem.
I mean, is it
the Gemara says from Kashi that you can't do it?
Yeah, there's no problem with learning this way. Learning
abaya is more than one way to knock out an abaya.
Right. Not even bring the question or actually get an answer.
Either resolving it or else it's no
there's
question.
No question. The British coming up with both matzah ka'amar ve'ema lo se'afel chametz ela seir. The Ka'amar Sir Deman Bechule Vita Rabbi Meir Rabbi Meir Midalaki Lay Chametzu.
There is not Masa, there is
not
Chametz.
They're
talking about what? About the Chametz Shom Mizbeach.
Yes, sir.
He is a Chametz Shom Mizbeach, Chomenachos Bois Matzo.
So now they're actually really learning that it's Chametz. Right. Midalaki way. They're trying to prove out from Reb Meir Shita, right, that it actually is a Shem Chametz. Vis a vis, right.
On Seor.
Isn't that easier than
and that you can't do, right?
Right. So how do you go from Pesach from Ribui?
How do you go from Pesach from a Ribui to a Heftah Shel Chametz, which is a Lav?
Right,
Losia for Chametz. Stuck with is that Pesach is because of the Tata Desasi to the Chag.
Right.
And Chametz Shel Mizbeach, what's it going to do with
that? That's right.
That's discussion.
Right.
So what's his answer?
I lost my place. Umay Kusha. Kari Pesach. That's where I'm at?
Yeah.
Umay Kusha. Kari Pesach. Who the Chash of Chametz to Rabbi Kra. The Nira the Yeshem Yisur. Yitor betoda of menachos the chametz nukshir chashu chametz kavaya.
I told them I'm in Ochos.
Yeah, somebody said.
That's where we had a problem.
Right. We didn't answer this one, at least.
We didn't answer this, right? We,
maybe they're on the
side. No, we didn't answer that. No, we didn't answer it. That's where we had a problem. Because Kol HaMenachos boasts matzah, that you could say that Taisus answered is some type of a yitur, that by Chametz Mizbeach, even if it's a Shem Chametz, it's still awesome. Just like by Pesach. Mm-hmm. But you can't say Fetoda, you're going to say, what's the yitur? What's the yitur? What kind of a yitur? And it doesn't lend itself to a yitur.
Why not?
Because you need to bring a positive Chametz.
You need to bring positive
comments. No, by an issa, you could say there's a yitur. That you can't even have the shame, that's also asa. Torah's marba. But over here, we need it for a positive kiyama mitzvah. What do you mean Torah's marba? Is marba the yotze with that? I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Limit is from Pesach. What was the problem?
The question is if you're going to tell me there's a yitur by Tozem and Achos, So that's a reboot in Toda Menachos. Why are you telling me Midalakialay by Pesach? The Rebbe Meir holds that your Chaim Malkus on it in Pesach that we now are going to learn it back doesn't fit into the Gemara.
Can you say Midalak? Says Rav Meir the Hasanam Yika Shum Kra Demarbinan Mine Chametz Nukshe.
Same thing.
Right.
Why do you say Midalaki?
If you just worry about Chametz Shem Mizbeach, that you could say there's a reboot.
But that you can understand, even though it's not a reboot, some other, right. Whatever, something.
Even the Shem Chametz is Shem Mizbeach.
Right.
How are you going to be Machshir Chametz Shalach Metoda? So he's going to say there's a special reboot that is good, so then you're right, there's no Shechus to pay it to Rameh. What's Rameh going to do with it? And Bechlam, my question, you can't do it. What kind of reboot is that? Never such a reboot. I mean, this is really the Torah wants chametz for lachme Torah. But no, you can even bring nuksha. It has no words.
I thought you.
Ve'el nozir v'azroa v'shelo nechom lekohanim. V'shura lachem v'shura v'asa nechal v'barim.
That's by Toda, though.
Right.
And Shtei Lechem?
Shtei Lechem is different.
They do.
In the Makar, right?
I don't think so. I think he says even over there.
They eat it.
Yeah.
It's
just
that it's not.
They just
left it. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Listen to Toda anyway. The Yitur by Toda and by Losi Afachon. It's by. Look. That's the risk of the earth, we'll leave it at the cashier.